Okay, great. Well, we are in our official recording mode for the call tonight. And again, I want to welcome everybody to 5 Key Strategies for Overcoming ADHD Challenges. And for those of you whom I haven't met yet, I'm an attention and ADHD coach whose passion is to support and inspire success for children, teens, and adults who experience attention-related challenges. And my clients are able to overcome challenges such as time management, organization, study skills, focusing, and other attention-related challenges. Some of my clients are diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or you probably know it better as ADHD or ADD, while others simply want assistance with their specific challenges. I form a partnership with my clients to help them establish clear goals and maximize their potential to reach those goals. And I see clients at Be Well, which is a wellness center in Birmingham, Michigan. And then I also meet with many of my clients over the phone. And as I'll be talking about a little bit later, I'm also launching a group coaching program that will be done all over the phone and with email and text message support. If anyone's interested in learning more about my coaching business, you can review my website at myattentioncoach.com. And what I would like to do now is I have the very big honor of introducing our 3 guests and my esteemed ADHD coaching colleagues who are joining us tonight. And I'll introduce them now. Dulce Torres is based in the Dallas, Texas area. She's both a licensed professional counselor and an ADHD coach. She completed certified coursework in coaching children and teens and college students with Jody Sleeper Triplett from JST Coach. As the director of a school-based health center and at her private practice, Dulce devotes her time in working with families, children, and adolescents. Dulce offers workshops, training, and consultation on ADHD, communication, assertiveness, and parenting. And you can reach Dulce at Dulce, M as in Mary, ST, at gmail.com. Again, Dulce's email is Dulcemst at gmail.com. Next, we'll have Joanne Skinner, and Joanne works as a life coach with a specialization in ADHD. She coaches both students and adults. Joanne completed ADHD coaching coursework with master coach Jody Sleeper Triplett, and life coaching with fast track coaching, which was taught by Susan Sussman and Sheila Kuttner. Joanne's a member of CHAD, ACO, ICF, and IAC, which is IAAC, which is the Institute for the Advancement of ADHD Coaching. Joanne does educational advocacy in the schools and is a member of the Advisory Committee for Students with Disabilities for the Fairfax County Public School System. Joanne resides in Northern Virginia with her family, and you can contact Joanne through her website, which is www.atmgcoaching.com. So that was A as in Apple, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, G as in Goal, Coaching, atmgcoaching.com. And last but certainly not least is Dale Davison, who is also a professional ADHD coach trained by leaders in the field. She has a master's degree in special education and an extensive background in learning disabilities, ADHD, and the emotional overlays that accompany those who have learning differences. She provides positive, strength-based coaching to implement effective and focused strategies to advance the success of those with time management, task completion, and other attention-related challenges. You can reach Dale at advantagecoach@gmail.com, and let me spell that for you, because it's advantagecoach@gmail.com. And Dale is also starting a blog with some great information that I know she'll be sharing with the world very soon. So I just wanted to take a minute and explain the call and what you can expect to get from the call tonight. It will be structured as a panel discussion, and I will ask each of my co-hosts specific questions around ADHD and coaching, and they will provide us with their expert answers. You will gain insight into ADHD coaching and hear our top 5 key strategies to overcoming your ADHD challenges. And to give you some additional background in case you're not familiar, ADHD coaches are life coaches with additional and specific training in attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And that helps our clients, if they are diagnosed with ADHD, to have a better understanding of their disorder and their strengths and a lot of information that surrounds ADHD. So that's why we make the specific distinction of being ADHD coaches. We encourage you to take notes throughout the call. We'll also send you a recording of the call in the next few days to really help maximize your learning. And then after we go through our panel discussion, we would love to hear from you, and we'll open up the lines for some questions and answers. We will end the call no later than 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I just before we get started, I want to check in with Dale, Dulce, and Joanne to see if I missed anything. Sounds like we're all set. Okay. So our first question is for Dulce. And I mentioned that Dulce is both a coach and a counselor. And Dulce, along that vein, can you explain what coaching is and how it differs from counseling?
Certainly. Thank you, Laura. Thank you for inviting me to be part of your program. I will start at counseling therapy. Basically, it starts focused first on issues of pathology, healing, and unresolved psychological issues of the past, according to the therapist's theoretical frame of work. While coaching begins with the present, what's happening now. It assists the clients in setting very clear and specific goals that they want to achieve in the future. The past might be discussed on occasions, but only in the context of discovering what is blocking the client from moving forward. Focus is on movement and taking actions, not on insights or understanding. Now, there are some therapies out there like solution-focused or a systemic approach that focus on the present and the future as well. But sometimes the word solution might imply there is a problem and that the coaching, in coaching, the client basically seeks solutions more often to enhance their performance in an area of their life. That word therapy conjures that someone needs help or cure. When coaching, clients choose a coach because they want to, not because they need to. There's something, an article that I read called Coaching versus Therapy, and they were asking therapists as coaches as to what was the difference. And what was very clear that came out of that article was that the big difference is the relationship. Coaches reported being more self-revelatory, having a skilled friendship, being in partnership, the boundaries are looser, transference issues are not addressed, and they use more humor and are more actively engaged. The delivery also of coaching is very different to therapy. In coaching, the delivery is going to be through telephone, email, personal meetings, over lunch, coffee, and it could vary in the length of time that is used from 15 minutes all the way to an hour. But I want to emphasize that a very key word here is that relationship. That's very, very important, and it's important in both of the fields. To give you a really quick example, let's compare coaching with other fields, and let's just think of somebody who wants to drive a car. That person who wants to drive a car, if they hire a therapist, the therapist helps you identify what might be holding you back from driving that car. The therapist might delve in your past to find out what kind of experiences you have had with cars. Now, a consultant, they bring you on an owner's manual, and tell you everything that is in that manual that you ever wanted to know about the car and how it works. The consultant will leave you and returns later, like in 6 months, and ask you, did you actually really driven the car? Now, you have a mentor, and what the mentor will do is to share their experiences on how they were driving the car in their knowledge and wisdom. And that hopefully will help you in getting the person to drive the car. But then you have a coach. And what will the coach do? The difference in here is that the coach will sit in the car with you. They place themselves in the passenger seat. They encourage you. They endorse you. They acknowledge and support you until you feel comfortable enough to go at it alone. And that's a very simple way of putting it, but it's a way of how you can differ from other fields. So, Laura?
That, Dulce, I love that example of the car analogy. I think that's really helpful to use a situation that maybe we're all a little bit more familiar with to really explain that. Thank you so much for that. And I would like to open it up to Joanne and Dale as well. Dale, I think you had a couple of things to add as well.
Sure. I was just going to emphasize what Dulce said, and that is a therapist helps a client seek understanding. Why do they have certain feelings? Why do they do certain things? And a coach seeks tangible accomplishments and how do you achieve what you want to accomplish. So a coach focuses on the pragmatic steps, strategies, steps necessary to meet goals.
That's great. Thank you for that additional piece, Dale. And Joanne, did you have anything else, or should we move on to question number two?
I'm ready for question number two.
Okay. So, and as you might have guessed, question number two is going to go to Joanne. Joanne, can you tell us how someone can know that they're ready for coaching, and more specifically, how they're ready for ADHD coaching?
Yeah, I think a client's ready for coaching when they are ready to make positive changes in their life, and they have to be ready to work seriously and take action and try new strategies. The client should come to coaching because they themselves want to make the changes and not because their mom or their husband or significant other thinks that they need to change their life. It's one of those things that only you can make the change yourself. Somebody else can't change you. So, you want to have to do it. It's really important for the client to have a good understanding of how ADHD affects their functioning. A good ADHD coach will explain ADHD to their client. So you start off with the understanding in that relationship. The other thing is a client should really be honest with him or herself and know how they're limited. And they have to be ready to accept positive feedback. A coach is going to want to work with the client and suggest things. They're nice to the client, but they're honest to the client. And then the client has to take all that good feedback and use it effectively. Then a real important thing to know is that a client should have any coexisting or comorbid issues under control in their life.
Good point. And Joanne, can you give a couple of examples of what coexisting conditions might be, just in case our callers aren't familiar with that?
Yeah, absolutely. A coexisting or comorbid issue might be anxiety, depression, substance abuse. These are things that often go hand in hand with ADHD, the people that suffer from this. And sometimes a person has been suffering with anxiety or depression type issues for so long that they don't really even realize that it's in their life. But it can really get in the way of coaching. So if I kind of believe that a potential client has these issues, I would probably refer them first to a therapist so that they can get that under control, and then, you know, we would then go on with the ADHD coaching.
Okay, okay. That's some great insight. Thank you for sharing those points, Joanne. And I also thought it was good that you pointed out that coaching does involve work, because it's it is definitely something that it's one of those things where you get out of it, out of coaching, what you put into it. And I think we've all seen that with our clients, that the more active they are in the process, that the more they'll really get out of it.
Absolutely.
Dulce or Dale, would you add anything here? Nope. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, let's go on to question number three then. And Dulce, just wanted to ask you, what are the three greatest benefits that a client can receive from a coach who is trained in ADHD coaching?
Well, I want to start by saying that for me, the essence of coaching is the power of collaboration, working with others and building a successful partnership. That is the key of what coaching is all about. And then from that, the benefits that you get is that you improve your talents, your personal motivation, and then you added skills. When you're looking for a coach also, the added skill is going to be in areas where progress is blocked, where you need some assistance and help in moving forward, like initiating a task. And we're talking about ADHD, and that's one of the most difficult problems that they encounter. Also, disorganization, forgetfulness, the procrastination. So those are some of the benefits by added skills that you also will get as working with an ADHD coach.
Okay, sorry, I had myself on mute. Those are some great points, Dulce, and I like how you put it, that the essence of coaching is the power of collaboration. And Joanne or Dale, would you add anything here?
Yeah, this is Dale. I was going to say that we don't know what we don't know. And I know that sounds silly, but when someone first finds out that they do have ADHD, they have the diagnosis, that diagnosis can really change how you feel about yourself, and it can really change how you feel about yourself in a very positive way. Because when you learn about ADHD and how your brain works, you can replace some of your old thoughts about yourself, and they're usually negative thoughts, like, I always have great ideas, but I just never follow through. So sometimes people with ADHD go through life feeling a sense of inadequacy or just not being like other people or feeling a little incompetent, or you may not trust yourself. It's hard to make decisions. All these old thoughts, once you have the proper diagnosis and know how your brain works, you can rewrite your life. These old thoughts can be replaced with new and actually more accurate thoughts, and you can have a much higher self-esteem. So understanding yourself and working with a coach, it can give you a sense of optimism for the future, and because you're going to learn how to build new skills, you're going to learn things you've never didn't know that you didn't know, and you'll get new habits.
Those are great points.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, did you want to add anything else?
Well, I was going to say with a coach, you can learn to manage your time, because a lot of people with ADHD, you've got distractions, you don't manage your time well, there's thoughts that are distracting you, there's clutter that is distracting you, and you can learn how to recognize and to overcome some of these mechanisms that aren't too helpful, like quitting, avoiding, procrastinating, never getting things done the way you want to get done, that sense of disappointment, and working on like pseudo-productivity, like working on low-priority tasks instead of important tasks, like checking your email or playing around all day on the computer instead of doing something that can really move you forward. So a coach can support you in that way.
Okay, great. Thanks for adding. And I just want to take a second here. I mentioned, as some people were getting on the call, but just to mention again, I wanted to let you know that I am launching a group coaching program on March 25th, and it is a 6-week program called Turmoil to Tranquility. And I would invite all of you on the call to look at the program and join me in this really thought-provoking and creative program addressing attention-related challenges with ongoing coaching support. So if you're an adult who feels overwhelmed at the end of each day, you're unable to focus on what's important, maybe you have ADHD or ADD and you need a new resource, or you need help getting organized and managing your time, I would just encourage you to consider joining me in this program. The investment is really affordable. It's $48 for the 6-week program, and that includes a workbook, 6 coaching sessions of an hour and 15 minutes each, unlimited email support, and we're also going to use a Google group forum to share ideas amongst the group. And if you are interested and register by tomorrow, Friday, March 12, 2010, I'm also going to include a 1-hour one-on-one coaching session that you could either schedule before, during, or after the group coaching program. So you can register for that on my website at myattentioncoach.com. And if you do have any questions, feel free to contact me through my Contact Us form, and I'd be happy to answer any more questions about the program. And with that, I want to go to our next question, which is to Joanne. And this is really, I think, the heart of the call. So no pressure, Joanne, but would just ask you to talk about what are the top 5 strategies that you would recommend to our listeners for overcoming their ADHD challenges.
Okay. I would say the first thing would be to learn about ADHD and what characteristics that you, the client, might hold. And I talked about that before, but if anybody wants some additional information, go to CHAD. Their web address is www.chad, which is chadd.org. They have a ton of information. And there's also another website that is very good. It's www.helpforadhd.org. I will spell that, www.help, like Paul, 4, ADHD.org. It gives you a lot of information. And included in that, you might want to figure out then what are your ADHD challenges? And some of the big ones that many ADHDers have in common are things like time management, organization, and even social issues. We see a lot of that when we coach. You also need to develop strategies that work for you. This is real important in coaching. And it's what it's all about. Coaches ask a lot of questions so that the client can really think how they best work. I'll give you an example. For time management, maybe you want to set timers so that you can get to meetings on time. Always leave your keys in the same place, near the door, and you might have a basket or a hook or a drawer. You know, how many times do you lose your keys? So if you automatically do it, you get into a habit. And then for social issues, maybe you need to observe the people that you're talking to see if they're still interested in what you're talking about and they're not like snoozing in the corner. Those are some of the things that ADHDers run into. It's not unusual. But we can find structures for that and strategies, and we work together to come up with ideas that work for you. Just because it works for me might not work for you. So, you know, you try it out, see if it works, and then, you know, we go on. Then a planner We coaches like to work with planners. You know, how else can you plan your life? We have so much going on in our busy lives. Sometimes we don't have to answer only for ourselves, but we have to answer for our kids, you know, moms, dads. So it's good to keep track of what you're doing, what your priorities might be. It really helps. I just can't keep stuff in my head anymore like I used to, and, you know, write it down. Daily planner works. And then it's really important to, when you set goals for yourself, they really need to be objective. I work with a lot of students, and a lot of times the kids say, well, yeah, I really want to do better. I want to get better grades. Well, that's so nebulous. I want to get better grades. I mean, do you want to get a C+? Do you want to get an A? So a good example for a goal, an objective goal, would be I will improve my grade in history to a B+. So that, then we can measure it. We know if the kid gets a B+, not just, you know, a better grade. He can shoot for something. And then also, I think it's really important for the client to identify their own core strengths. We have to work from our strengths. Just because we have ADHD doesn't mean that we screw everything up and we're just filled with weaknesses. No, people with ADHD have wonderful strengths, and we need to remember what they are. And we need to work with our strengths and, you know, just go with it. So, you know, leverage your strengths. It's real important. And I think that's, you asked for five things.
Yeah, thank you, Joanne. I think those are all great points. And I wanted to mention to the group, too, and I don't have the exact website here in front of me, but as far as identifying strengths, there's a really good website on the University of Pennsylvania's website, and if you search Authentic Happiness, UPenn is probably the best way to find it, and there are a number of free strength assessments. I think there's one even called Grit Assessment, testing your own grit, and I just started using that with some of my clients, and I had one client come back to me and say, you know, I thought I only had four strengths. And when she went through and did the strength assessment, she identified like 25 strengths. And so if it's not that authentic happiness tool, I just recommend that people find a tool to help them and to talk to people around them to really help them identify their strengths too. So thank you for those great strategies, Joanne. I really appreciate it. Dulce or Dale, would you add anything here?
This is Dale. I would say create and pursue your goals. Select a goal or a few goals. Develop a plan of how you're going to reach your goals. Decide how to measure your success. And then create a plan B. And I think the number one strategy is to know that you're not alone. We all need someone in our corner, someone who has our best interests at heart, to create some accountability and to help us along, and to know that we don't have to be alone. So I'd say find a well-trained ADHD coach that you trust and feel really comfortable with, and mm-hmm. that person will remind us of our dreams and our goals and help us to get on track when we get off track. And so we can use our coach as an external motivator, an external structure for us. And our coach consistently helps us to maintain our focus on our goals and make sure we're on the path that we're making our small achievable steps to reach our goals, and then we'll get somewhere.
That's a great point. That's such an important success strategy.
Thank you.
Joanne, did you have anything to add here? Or Dulce? Okay. Those are great points. And the last question that I have for our esteemed panel, and Dale, I'm going to ask you to give us the answer on this. And it's really simply, how can our listeners locate a coach?
Okay, well, CHAD was mentioned, and that's number one. That was, it's a not-for-profit organization that's created specifically about understanding ADHD. So CHAD.org, CHADD.org. And there's another organization called ADHDcoaches.org. You can find trained and certified coaches. There's the International Coach Federation, and that's probably the oldest and the largest organization that has all kinds of executive coaches and regular just coaching coaches, and there's a section for ADHD trained coaches. And these are coaches have all been certified with a rigorous certification schedule. And there's also for students, there's the EDGE Foundation, and that's edgefoundation.org. And these are all trained ADHD coaches for teens and college students.
That's great. And I should also mention, of course, and our listeners have probably figured it out, but the four of us are all also ADHD coaches that you can tap into if you're interested. And if you need any help locating any of my co-hosts tonight, definitely let me know and I can get you to them. I can point you in their direction. Dale, to add to that, what advice would you give someone for picking the right coach for them?
Well, first of all, you need to be comfortable. It's all about the relationship that's formed.
Yeah.
I've got a bunch of things, but Joanne, do you want to say anything about this?
Yeah, I would agree with you, Dale. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I would agree with you. I think it's real important to call the coach, speak to them, have a conversation before you start the coaching process. You have to be really comfortable so that you can be honest with the coach. And it's very important that the coach not be judgmental. We're taught that we should not judge our clients. We are here to listen. And just feel comfortable. There are a few questions that I think that you should probably ask the coach too. Do you want me to go through those, Laura?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay. I'd ask about the coach's background. You know, where do they do their training?
Mm-hmm.
Are they certified?
Mm-hmm.
I'd ask what professional organizations they belong to. What kind of continuing education do they do? There's a world of education out there for coaches, and I think that we all need to stay on top of them. That it's real important. Another thing that I think that people, if they're interested, should ask the coach what their thoughts are on medication. It's kind of one of those thoughts. Some clients want to do it without medication. Other clients do better with medication. It might be just something that you want to feel comfortable with the coach to make sure you're on the same page.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, because there's really no right or wrong
way
from a coach's perspective, but to know where they stand on that would be important. That's a great point. Anything else to add?
You might want to ask about what kind of approach the coach takes as far as their coaching perspective. Do they ask a lot of questions? Are they, willing to work with the client, not tell the client what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, as the client, you're in the driver's seat, and you want to make sure that you feel that comfort with the coach.
Right. That's a great point. Well, thank you to both of you on that one. Dulce, would you add anything to what Joanne and Dale said?
Honestly, they did great. I will emphasize, you need to feel comfortable with your coach and that relationship. That is key in feeling comfortable so you can move forward in achieving your goals.
Yeah, yeah. Such a great point. Well, thank you so much, all three of you, for all of your insight, and I'm sure that our listeners gained some valuable information. And what I'd like to do right now is open the phone lines to see if we have any questions from our audience. And if anyone does have any questions, you can just hit *6 on your keypad, and that will allow you to unmute yourself, so you can kind of control that. So I'll give you a second to do that if you'd like. Okay. Well, while you're thinking of questions you want to ask, just to give you a couple of more minutes, I really do thank everybody for joining us, and especially Joanne, Dulce, and Dale for sharing their insight and their time with us tonight. I hope everybody found the teleclass more useful and informative. And what we will be doing is sending the call out to everybody who registered, and we'll be doing that hopefully within the next 12 hours, but certainly within the next day or two. And remember, if you are interested in my group coaching program, remember that if you register by tomorrow, Friday, March 12th, you can receive a one-hour coaching session with me in addition to the group coaching if you register by tomorrow, Friday, March 12th, 2010. So with that, I just want to give everyone one more chance to hit *6 in case I don't want to cut off anybody's time. Okay. Joanne, Dulce, or Dale, do you have anything else to add?
Oh, this is Joanne. I did just think of something that is important.
Yeah.
We coaches coach different age groups.
Good point.
And some of us feel more comfortable with, certain types of clients.
Mm-hmm.
We, as coaches, can coach kids, grade school kids, middle school kids, high school kids, college students, and adults. And it might be good to, find a coach that fits your niche.
Yeah. That's a great point. And I would add, too, that the ADHD coaching community is a relatively small community. And I think what we've all found is that if someone meets a potential client, but they're not, that the coach doesn't feel like maybe the coach isn't the right fit, that they'll refer that person to someone else who might be a better fit.
Definitely.
Okay. Anything else?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question? How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I wanted to, I think we've had this chat before, but I just kind of wanted to ask this again. Regarding career planning and even career transition, having ADD, just getting through my current career is enough, but I'm feeling a very strong drive to transition my career into kind of another arena of helping other people. And I'm wondering what benefits the coaching methodologies would have to help me in that area.
Great question.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great question. Dale, would you want to take that first?
Sure.
Okay.
Dawn, this is Dale. I am actually in a coaching group with three other women who are transitioning from one job to another, and we meet once a week in a group format, just like what Laura is going to be doing. And we have found that it's so helpful because what occurs is each of us, you would have an example. You would have the opportunity, if you join Laura's group, to talk about what you want to do, get the feedback from the other people, and then you've got people on the group to give you ideas and to support you and to hold your dream for you so that if you can proceed forward. And if it's an ongoing, I think Laura's is 6 weeks, is that correct, Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would give you that special time that's just held out for you where you can concentrate on that. Does that answer your question or start to answer your question?
It starts to answer my question, and that's very good. That was good to hear. I've been afraid to make this move, in part because I've got the only income coming in, but there are different things that hold me back. I know I can do it, but I need help. You know what? I'm not a one-person superstar.
Right, and that's the thing. If you devote the time to go to a Laura's group, that would be your special time to what are the pros, what are the cons, what's holding you back, what will help you move forward. And your coach, Laura, would help you just move you forward step by step, and you'd have a whole lot of support doing that. And you're not on your own doing that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Dale. And what I would add, too, is that there are different coaching specialties. And it might be that you might want to look at both ADHD coaching as well as career coaching specifically around transitions. And you might want to blend that, or you might find that one or the other, depending on your personal preference, is a better fit for you at a given time.
May I jump in?
Yeah.
I think that that was a great question. I really like it. Many coaches go through kind of a life coaching course too. So the neat thing about ADHD coaches is that we see ourselves as life coaches for people with ADHD. And many of us that have the specialty of working with adults can kind of coach you through the career part too. So, you know, by asking you specific questions, we get you to move forward, but yet we also understand some of the weaknesses you might have because of the ADHD. So I think that, personally, that an ADHD-trained coach with the life coaching background would be great.
That's a great point. Thanks for bringing that up, Joanne.
It's a holistic approach, I believe so.
Yes, that's
yeah.
A good point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks again for your question, Dawn. Does anyone else have any questions? Or, Dawn, do you have any other questions?
Not at this time, but I have the benefit of getting to talk to you later, too.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay. Anyone else want to unmute themselves and ask a quick question? Or a long question? We've still got about 15 more minutes till 9. Okay, well, hearing none, I'm gonna close for the night. And again, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on the call. I've had fun. I hope you have too. And if you are interested in the group coaching, you can just go to my website at myattentioncoach.com to register. And then just to I'd like to provide Dulce, Joanne, and Dale's contact information again. Dulce's email address is dulcemst@gmail.com. Joanne's website is atmgcoaching.com. And Dale Davison's email is advantagecoach, and it's advantagecoach@gmail.com. And thank you again, everyone, for joining us. And you can look for a recording of the call very shortly.
Thank
Thanks
you,
again.
Laura.
Yep. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.